Welcome to Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy. And phoning it in as only he can from Montreal, Canada, we're happy to welcome the host of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How do I sound?
You sound fantastic.
Oh, buddy. Is that the last time we're going to hear our theme song?
For a while, yeah. Yeah, that is. The Friends of Don Quixote. And Andy Breckman, man.
Will it be back next year?
Will we be back next year?
No, that song, will our theme song.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, is whether you and I will be back next year. Are we going to survive your five-month sojourn in Canada?
Yeah, I think so. Now, you're a little bit staticky on my headset. Hold on, can I fix this?
Yeah, you need to stick your fingers into the nearest electrical socket.
Headphones?
To ground yourself?
No.
Like, lick
all
your...
All right, I'll live with it. God, this always is a problem from that laptop. All right, I'll live with it.
But you're not getting...
I can roll with it.
You're not getting that echo, though, are you?
No, it's not the echo.
Just static.
Good. I'll roll with it.
Yeah, okay.
It's just you sound a little stupid through my headset.
Oh, I am stupid.
Oh, that would explain
yeah,
that.
Okay, so what you're hearing is...
The headset is perfect.
Yeah, what you're hearing is actually accurate.
How's your week going, man? What did we do last week? What did you play in our stead?
It's all a blur. What was it? People liked it.
People liked it?
It was, I didn't have enough clips to air a clip show. I counted up all my new clips. It was us panhandling on the L train. Remember when we did that? Remember when we went on to the L train and begged for money?
No.
You don't?
No. Was I there with you?
Yeah. You don't remember? You took your pants off? Like you were just doing it in your boxer shorts?
You're going to have to be more specific. My pants are off.
Oh, I thought it was an unusual thing. I didn't
80% of the time.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Wait, hold on. Now I've lost you completely. Wait, select a speaker. Speakers. Okay. Let's try this. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, this stinks too.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Do I sound okay?
Buddy, you're the best. You always sound good. Okay, so that was...
How does that sound? Back to normal?
It's a little better.
I was just messing around. I was making noises.
I know. Yeah. I know you were having fun with me.
Yeah.
Now, I am still in Canada. I feel like I've been exiled.
Yeah, how are things up there in Canada?
If we were still in Vietnam, I'd have an amazing story to tell, wouldn't I? I could lie my ass off.
What's gas going for up there?
I wouldn't know.
Oh,
I really wouldn't know. I'm the boss here. I don't pay for gas.
That's right, and it's also denominated in Canadian dollars. So
yeah, I'd have to convert it into Canadian dollars. I just have my squad, my crew, go out and get gas.
It's bizarro world. Hey, you could make a lot of money because you've been hoarding all that gas in your garage in New Jersey.
That's right. I have 30 gallons.
So you could sell it.
Gas has gone up about $1.10 a gallon since I bought that gas.
Yeah.
So I have made close to $33.
Man, you should sell it.
Yeah. Yeah, Operation Inflation has worked perfectly.
So you're in Canada shooting your little new TV show, Einstein.
Yeah, it's called Einstein, yeah.
The state TV network, CBS.
And, it's going swimmingly. Uh-huh. We're on schedule. We're close to budget.
Are you still the life of the party up there?
Hold on, I can check. Can you hold for 1 second?
Yeah, yep.
Hey, would you guys say I'm the life of the party? Yeah, you're the life of the party, Andy. Whatever you say, Andy.
That was you.
I'm the life of the party.
That was you answering yourself. That wasn't
I know, isn't that sad?
You're alone. You're alone in your hotel room.
I am alone in my little room. I am alone in my little room. That's true, Kenny. Now, what's happening in New Jersey? Okay, so gas we know has gone up $1.10.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you want the New Jersey news?
What are the other headlines? Yeah.
You know, people are murdering each other as usual.
There was good. So it's exactly where I left off.
Yep.
Tell my friends I say hi. Tell my friends I love them. I was asking about them.
Which friends are you talking about?
That was a joke. You're the only friend I have.
You have this guy Eve, who seems to be a friend of yours now.
Oh yeah, everybody on my payroll really, really enjoys my company. Everybody on my payroll finds me very, very funny.
Oh, that's why you're the life of the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not unlike your situation at the radio station.
Oh.
Would you agree that all the volunteers and staff find you very amusing?
They do. Well, exactly. I mean, it's kind of a requirement.
Exactly.
Of walking in the door here.
That's probably the hardest part of the job, finding Ken funny.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, people really have to be able to lie well. You know,
I don't want to waste a lot of time because I know we had a couple of dozen submissions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Just to bring people up to speed, this program used to be called 7 Second Delay, but last March, as part of our fundraising escapades, we renamed it, and it is now called Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies. Rolls off the tongue. And we must have received about 35
songs. We were saddled with that name. We chose it at random. Wasn't my first choice.
Nor mine.
Yeah.
But I can live with it.
That was the deal we made.
Yep.
Our word is our bond. So we're stuck with that name. And now we need a new theme song. And we solicited submissions. We have a couple of dozen, but we don't have time to play all of them.
No. So we've narrowed it down to the top 8.
Okay. The top 8. And then we're going to take... We're going to take calls from listeners, and they will tell us. Do you want to take calls from listeners as we go, and they can rate them as we go?
Sure.
Okay. What is the phone number there, Kenny?
Oh, it's 201-209-9368, Andy.
Okay, it's a new number. Worth making a note of.
No, it's the same number. Same number as usual.
201-209-9368. Okay, so after each candidate, we'll take a call or two, and people can rate them, and we'll get a sense of how our listeners are feeling. Everyone will be able to express their opinion, but their votes don't count. Is that what you're saying, Ken?
Well, they're like Guam or American Samoa.
Yeah, we will pretend to respect their opinions.
Right.
But in effect, we will ignore their opinions.
Well, they can sway us. They can sway us with a strongly worded argument.
Okay. And who was the first candidate? Who was the first submission?
The first submission was put together by Philip Mistretta, and I suspect that he may have used AI to do this. But we're not disqualifying him for that, are we?
No. Right. We embrace AI.
Yes.
Our new AI warlords.
Oh, yeah. Are you using AI on the set of your TV show?
I use AI. AI is now writing all my scripts.
That's great.
I'm just kicking back and watching it do it. I do have to press the run button.
Uh-huh.
When I bring the program up.
Oh, is that why you're up there in Canada?
But Eve, sometimes Eve presses the run button.
Uh-huh.
When I'm busy.
Okay. So here is our first entrance by Philip M.
Okay. Are they all called the same thing? I guess they are.
No, they all have different names.
Oh.
Okay. This one is simply called Fancy Dandies.
Okay. Fancy Dandies.
Fancy Dandies Country.
Okay.
The sidewalk is a runway for the afternoon glare. Press cuffs and the scent of the summer in the air. No grand plan, just a tailored kind of grace. Leaving an impression on the empty public space. Well-dressed, fancy dandies with Ken and Andy. Well-dressed, fancy dandies with Ken and Andy. Well-dressed, fancy dandy. Button-down poets walking in the shade. A casual art that never seems to fade. The world keeps spinning while they straighten up the label. A story in the stitching that only they can tell. Well-dressed, fancy dandies with...
Oh my God, Andy, are you crying? I can't believe it. You really...
I'm crying at what has become of our culture. Now, we're 99.999% sure that was an AI composition.
I'm pretty sure that was AI, yeah. It's very serious.
I don't know whether to hope it was AI or hope it wasn't AI.
Well, good job, Philip. Yeah. I'll have you know that Philip went all in for a pro account so that the song didn't get cut off after 30 seconds. I love the fake.
That's great. That guy, Philip, sure can hit the run button, can he?
Yes, he can. Oh, man, at first when he was hitting the run button, yeah. it wasn't working at all.
Yeah, I know.
And then he put more money in, and then the run button really came through.
He had to jiggle the run button. Well done, Philip.
And before Philip was done, he did another one.
He did?
Yes, he did a hip-hop version.
Wait, I'm surprised. I'm surprised he didn't do 30 others.
Hey, we have a call. Somebody wants to weigh in on the AI question here.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
The president needs to step in and veto this, bring an end to all of this.
The president, Pam?
Are you the president of 7 Second Delay?
Yeah, President for Life, Pam.
This has to stop. I mean,
what the
this song is a new low.
The AI or all the songs?
That song. Well, AI, of course. If you ask, your show on Monday evenings. Is no good to begin with, but I mean, this is incredible.
What happened here?
Oh, I understand why he's crying.
Oh, well, you don't like country music.
The country music aspect just nails. This was a bad idea.
No. Okay, I can understand you taking exception to the fake mandolin and the fake steel guitar, but wait till you hear what we have next. We have hip hop.
Oh no!
Here we go.
Is this from the same guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Come on, Kenny.
He's the only person.
How did he make the final? How did he become a finalist? I can only imagine what the other 20 submissions were like.
Oh no! I went through them very carefully. Believe me, these are the 8 best. Believe me.
Oh my God!
Here we go. Here's Philip M. And Fancy Dandy's hip hop.
Oh my God.
Press cuffs and the scent of the summer in the air. No grand plan, just a tailored kind of grace. Leaving an impression on the empty public space. Walk the runway, sidewalk, asphalt.
razor sharp, no flaws or faults. Pure finesse, the tailored kind. Grind for grace, we're one of a kind. We'll dress fancy dandies with Cannon and A. We'll dress fancy dandies with Cannon and A. Polished in the streets, yeah, we do it fancies. Dandy with the drip, boy, you know we staying classy. Tailored lifestyle, we ain't never looking average. Button down poets, walking in the shade. A casual art that never seems to fade. The world keeps spinning while they straighten up the label. A story in the stitching that only they can tell. Concrete canvas painted with the fit.
Andy, is that blood coming out of your nose?
Well, he did incorporate our new slogan, we ain't never looking average.
All right, those are Philip M's two entries into our theme song contest.
And we should factor in it took him over 4 seconds to press the run button.
Yeah, and I wonder what he did as his prompt, because there was some weird there were some weird phrases in both the country version and the hip hop version.
Yeah, I wonder what he told them about us. I can only imagine.
Okay, now we're also open to you coming in and yelling at us about AI. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
I'm sure those two selections you just heard change your opinion about AI.
Oh, they do. Oh, they absolutely do. It's just proof that computers can do anything a human can do, only better.
Yeah.
Dear God. Like play steel guitar.
Well, okay. So we need to hear your input, your vote. 201-209-9368. I could maybe live with that hip hop one. That would be funny.
Yeah, you like the hip hop. All right, I'm gonna give. Yeah. I'll give the hip hop one a little vote there. All right. One vote for hip hop.
It's so god awful. God awful that the show that follows it would have to sound better by comparison. It would be a relief
to
hear you and me talk.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. It would make us sound good.
Yeah.
All right, here's another Phil. This is a different Phil. This is Phil T.
Okay.
And this is called Cannon Andy Dandy's Theme.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know if I am ready.
Here we go.
He was working as a writer out in Hollywood, till his agent told him that his movies were no good. What was he to do? Where was he to go? He was out on his fanny. So over to Jersey City, to the station's door, he was there to tell singers the Friedman saw more. He had style, he had flair, he was there until they became Ken and Andy. Guess that the man we described was just exactly what the manager prescribed. Now the station finds it beguiling.
Watch out, Kenny!
And his friends are actually smiling.
The schwans of he
is just chomping his gum while Ken pretends to be his only friend. Well dressed fancy dandies with Andy and Ken.
It's just instrumental here.
Fantastic.
This is where we would talk.
This is our little swing time.
That has a very, really has a television show feel to it.
It does.
Yeah. You know, maybe if it doesn't win the contest tonight, you can use it for your CBS network TV show, Einstein.
Well, the new theme songs on most TV shows, they last 12 seconds. They're just, they're very, very abbreviated, short and sweet.
It's true.
We have a theme song on our show already.
Yeah, do you? Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
A human. We went with a human.
Huh. Very interesting.
We decided to buck the trend.
Wow. Did you have to pay this human?
Outside the box. Yes. We paid the human.
And did I see. You paid the human in Canadian dollars.
Exactly. Okay. Now you're onto it. So I have to say that I really do would give that a big thumbs up.
Wow, you really like that one. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're open.
Do you want to get a listener's response? Yeah. 201-209-9368.
Very good, Andy. That is the phone number, 201-209-9368.
I do what I can. I'm there to help.
That's nice. Hey, are you here next week, by the way? On
do
Zoom?
You mean in person?
No, I mean phoning it in. Are you able to phone it in next week?
I will make my best effort. I'll know the day or two before.
Oh yeah, that's right. If they need
why,
you.
Why do we have any? Do we have any big plans for next week?
No, I was just wondering if you were needed next week to press the.
Yeah, button. I'm gonna make every effort. Wait, hold on.
Press the run button.
I had a good idea. Wait, hold on.
We have a call. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air on Well Dressed Fancy Dandies.
So that wasn't AI?
No, that was not AI.
Awesome. I love it.
Oh, good. Another vote.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, I'm just so curious. If that had been AI, you wouldn't have loved it?
No, I would have loved it.
Exactly. So what's the difference? Yeah, what do you care if it's AI?
I don't know. I was just curious. I was thinking it's so good, it's got to be AI.
Exactly.
Plugged in all the best aspects of a theme song, and you know, but I guess just some genius must have written that.
Right, write me a hit theme song. That could have been. Wait, could that have been AI, Ken?
It didn't sound like AI to me. No, it wasn't.
I mean, if somebody was very, very careful about their prompts and their guidance, and they took multiple shots at it, could that have been AI?
It didn't sound perfect and smooth enough to be AI. It sounded like
thanks. Thanks a lot, Ken. I worked on that really hard.
Well, no, I'm saying that as a good thing. Phil? Is this?
Oh, hi. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah,
it's Phil calling about his own theme song.
No, Phil. Well, Phil, you deserve to be very proud of it. I really enjoyed
it. Thank you. It's been running through my head nonstop for a month.
And, Phil, it really reminds me of...
Now,
Phil...
Now it's in my head, and for that, I will never forgive you.
What's the TV theme? There's a TV theme.
Yeah, it's The Nanny.
The Nanny.
The Nanny. Yeah, I woke up at like 5 in the morning going, The Nanny, I'm like, Ken and Andy, it's got to work. And I got up really early. My wife wasn't in the house, so I could just like start recording it at 6 in the morning.
Oh,
and
man.
In 45 minutes, I had it done.
What era is The Nanny from?
No. My question is, where was your wife?
Oh, she was just out of town. She's back.
Yeah, what was she doing?
I don't know. Do you care, man?
I believe she
I
was.
I do. I think you should care, buddy.
She was taking sex lessons out of town.
Yeah. How dare you?
Her sex lessons.
Nanny, early 90s, I believe. And I had to slow it down and lower the pitch because, man, that chick can sing.
Yeah. Well, great job, Phil.
Thank you.
Andy loved it.
So far, it's my favorite.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Phil.
I guess it's over then. That's it.
Yeah, contest is over. So far, we've heard 3 out of the 8 finalists for the new theme song for Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies.
Okay, who's up next, Kenny?
We have another call. You want to take another call?
I don't care.
You don't care.
I really, honestly, genuinely don't care.
Okay, this next one, Andy, is by the Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company, and it is called Just Fancy.
Okay.
Whoops. Sorry, let me restart that.
It's Just Fancy.
With Kenton Andrews, well-dressed, fancy dandies. and yes, with Kenton and Ace, well dressed, fancy dandies. With Kenton and Andy's. Well-dressed, fancy dandies. With Kenton and Andy's. Well-dressed, fancy dandies.
Oh my God, Andy, what are you doing? Doesn't your hotel room have a bathroom? Good Lord. Yeah.
Well, in a hotel, of course, any room is a bathroom.
Jesus.
That's the fun of hotels. Well, that was great, too. I can see that there's going to be a problem. I'm going to fall in love with any song, the last song I hear.
Yeah, well, that one, of course, the strength is in the lyrics.
I really do like that one, too.
Yeah. Pretty, let's take a call.
Let's take a call and see if our listeners agree.
Hi, you're on the air. Well-dressed fancy dandies.
Hey, I want to say that the Nanny one uses all those synth horns, and they're putting a lot of horn players out of work by using computer-generated synthesized instruments.
Oh, so you're...
Well, now I like it. Now I like it even more.
Anti-synthesizer horns?
Yes. Yeah. I think AI is good. You can put the computer nerds out of a job,
right?
But
right.
You can't put the instrumentalists out of a job.
Yeah, you're being.
Well, what about recording in general? Doesn't recording in general put a lot of instrumentalists out of a job?
That's right. We'd all have to be going door to door live playing music.
Yeah.
If there wasn't
let's bring back troubadours.
All right, I got someone else on the other line.
Who is it? Oh, jeez. He's going to keep us hanging like that?
I've got someone else on the other line. That is fantastic. That is the greatest thing to hear on a call-in radio show.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
I want everyone to sign off saying that.
I just wanted to say that the first and third songs got the show name wrong, and I think that's not good. And the last one got the show name right, and that's good. Thank you.
Okay,
that's it.
So I'll give a demerit to the first and third, and a point to the last one.
Because they didn't get our new name exactly right?
Well, I don't quite know what he's talking about.
I really want everyone to sign off by saying, I've got someone on the other line. I've got to go.
Okay, that's the official sign-off now.
Yeah, that makes me so happy.
On well-dressed fancy dandies.
Because it means almost any other phone call is more important than us.
All right, so we've heard four potential theme songs. We're racing.
We're racing through these.
Yeah, we better take more calls.
We better tap the brakes.
Oh, man.
You want me to review some ideas for next week's show?
Yes. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Well, for one thing, aren't we going to pre-record some...
Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we're pre-recording two listener quizzes. Do you want to know what the topics are?
No, I don't care.
Hey, we have a call. Hang on.
How about this for next week?
Okay.
You give us your grandparents or your parents' phone numbers, and we will call them and tell them they can't drive anymore.
No, we cannot do that. That's fatally flawed. Nobody would...
No, not doing it is fatally flawed. Not doing it will cause serious accidents.
Well-dressed fancy dandies, you're on the air. Oh, man. Irving in Miami Beach, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Go ahead, sir.
I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
You got through.
All right, and what's your point, sir?
I would like to vote for Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company.
Okay.
I liked it, too.
I'm putting a vote down for that one for you.
And I can't believe I'm on the air with you guys.
And which song did you want to vote for, sir?
No, he already told us, Kenny.
Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company. This is a different person now.
Okay, so I'm going to put another vote down for that. And which song gets your vote?
Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company.
Wow, that's three votes.
Okay, then.
All right. Damn.
So Peppermint Kaleidoscope is solidly in the lead.
That's the one to beat.
Oh, wait a minute. That last call, Ken.
Oh, yeah?
Came from Puerto Rico.
Oh, they don't get a vote.
So not a voting member.
Yeah, they're a colony.
Now they can send their delegation, but we just ignore them. We humor them.
All right.
I love it when the delegate from Puerto Rico puts his hand in the air as if he's voting.
Do they do that?
I love it when they think that their little ballot box, they think it's connected.
Don't they get to vote for something?
No, it makes me laugh so hard. It's all a sham.
In the Virgin Islands, aren't we not?
Yeah.
Aren't we not supposed to have colonies? What wasn't the idea of America to not be an empire?
Let's hear from the delegate from Guam, and then as the delegate's talking, everyone's just biting their lip.
How did we end up
trying not to laugh?
How did we end up with these non-voting territories? I thought that
we have eight. We have eight of them,
eight?
And then eight of them.
I only think there's five: Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and
Washington D.C.
Oh yeah, Washington.
There?
Well, but they get something. They get like free Girl Scout cookies or something.
How about the Indian nations?
Choctaw. Comanche.
No, I don't want the Comanche. I don't want anything to do with the Comanche.
The Lenape. They're our home.
Oh no! I will not. If the Lenape delegation is seated, I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'll tell you that right
Why?
Now. Why? They once sold me a blanket.
Yeah.
That they swore was 6x8.
Uh-huh.
And I went home and measured it.
Yeah.
6x7.
Did it have smallpox on it?
And then I tried to return it. They were gone. They had packed their teepee up and left.
Well,
they owe me some wampum.
The blankets that we sold them had smallpox. So I'd say they did you a solid.
By washing them?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. That fourth song really bugged me because it was with Kens and Andes. They were both plural.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Grammatically incorrect.
Maybe you mean
the
Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company?
Yeah. If they win, we should ask them to correct it.
Well, it's because dandies is plural.
Sorry to interrupt you. I'm getting another call. Sorry, I got
it. Okay, take that.
Okay, yeah, take that. I understand.
Oh, man, he's with the program, that guy. All right, let's listen to another song.
Can I tell you, I'm kind of excited. I can't wait till I get another call. I can't wait. Ken, I can't finish the show. I've got another call. I got someone on the other line.
No, don't leave me.
Okay.
All right,
man, that feels good to say.
This next one is by listener Marcus Brody, and it is simply called Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies.
Seven-second delay is no more. We've done this a couple of times before. Well-dressed fancy dandies with Ken and Andy.
Yes or no?
It's a pigeon head.
Oh, God, help us.
Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Exactly. Well,
that one had samples of you and me in it.
I understand. Will you promise me something? Will you promise you'll never, ever, ever play me the 26 submissions that were not good enough to consider?
I can't promise that, man.
I'm sorry. It's all right. All right, fine. So that was from Brody.
That was Marcus Brody. Good job, Marcus.
Great job. I loved it.
I loved the verite, the samples from he was sampling the fundraising show when we picked that name.
It was our Revolution 9, wasn't it?
Well, I'd say it was a lot more coherent than Revolution number 9.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello?
Did it say turn me
Marcus
on?
Marcus Brody will always be our Yoko Ono to me.
Oh, my God. Are you saying that if I turn it around backwards, it's going to say, turn me on, dead man?
Turn me on, dead man. No, that was really great. That might have been the most ambitious submission we've heard so far. And I liked it. That might be the one that would wear the best. Like, people would find new things every time.
Right. Well-dressed fancy dandies, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
I vote for Peppermint.
Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company?
Oh, yes. I can see why. Yep, that was a great one. Of course, I always loved the last one I heard.
And what's your name?
Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. How old are you?
7.
And Kayla, you can tell us the truth. What is your relation to the composer of the Peppermint one? Is that your uncle?
A friend of yours?
He's a friend of yours. Well, thank you for your honesty.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye.
So the composer of Peppermint is calling friends and neighbors frantically on the other line, lining up votes.
Seven-year-old friends and neighbors.
Just dragging anyone off the playground and putting a phone in their hand.
Hi, you're on the air.
How proud they must be.
Hey, this is Jeff Precious, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Just want to say, I think the Peppermint song was the coolest.
Yeah, what's he paying you? What's your angle?
You know, I just know this guy. He, like, rescued a bunch of puppies from a fire, helped old ladies cross the street.
Huh.
We are stuffing the ballot box here on FMU.
What kind of puppies were they that he rescued from a fire?
Like the cutest.
Cute puppies.
Well, then he has my vote.
Yep, and I got like 10 people with me that feel the same way. Does that count?
Yeah. The guy that saves cute puppies. How are we going to vote against him?
All right, thanks, exactly. Jeff.
And Ken, just remind me, why is it so important to these people? What do they win? They don't have bragging rights, right? They won't admit this publicly.
No, I think they will. Big bragging rights.
Really? Big bragging rights?
Yeah.
All right. So,
Andy, don't you remember the woman who composed the theme song for the Fuzzy Glove Hour? Don't you remember her?
No.
She went on to a big recording career, and now her name is Sabrina Carpenter?
Wait, what?
I'm telling you the truth.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes. That was how she got her start, doing the theme song to the Fuzzy Glove Hour back when we changed our name to that.
So writing and producing our new theme song is a launch pad?
Absolutely. Maybe the best launch pad there is.
I can see why this is so important to people now. Yeah. I can see why they're recruiting children off the playground.
Yep. Let's take one more call, and then we'll hear another entry.
No,
Irving in Miami Beach, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Nadia H.
Hi, Nadia.
I think I like the one you just played that sampled you. That was pretty good.
Marcus Brody's Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies. Okay,
yeah. I was gonna vote for the old one, but this one was like, I thought it was funnier than the other ones. So
you like the samples? You like the samples in it?
Now, yeah. Nadia, do you think it would get old pretty quick, or do you think it would be fun to hear every week?
Well, I don't know. That depends. I mean,
Andy, in 12 months, you're going to be much more mature.
People got tired of it, and then that discouraged them from listening to the show.
Nadia, did you get the bumper stickers I sent?
What?
Did you get the bumper stickers I sent you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, good. Thanks. Okay. Did you and your brothers fight over them? I hope.
There were three.
Yeah, and you have two brothers, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, so we didn't fight over them.
Oh, I was hoping that you would fight.
How?
But there's no car attached to them. There's no bumper.
Oh, next time. Live and learn.
Next time. Yeah, exactly. What the hell good is a bumper sticker?
Well, I mean, if he wants to fight over them, you have to send two.
Well, Nadia, send us a comic. Walter sent us a comic.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. I like it. You should send us a comic for LCD also.
Okay. If I have any inspiration, I will.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye, Nadia. That's Nadia H.
Yeah. As opposed to...
the new Nadia. That's not the old school Nadia. All right, Andy. The next one...
you don't have to choose between the two Nadias. You can love them both.
I like to say I love them both equally. But it's not true.
I know. If there was a fire and you could only save one Nadia, I know exactly which way you'd go.
The next one, Andy, is by John Dogg, and he was the winner of Dinner at Andy's. If you remember the theme.
Fantastic.
Yeah, if you recall the theme song for that one, that was a really good
one. Well, he's already in our family. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yeah. So here is proposed theme for Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Ken and Andy.
Now people gather round and hear my story of a place where FM playlists go to die. Oh, they only have one rule on WFMU, and that rule is play anything you like. You might hear some Stevie Reich or Mud Danny. You might hear the Velvet Underground sing Candy. And every now and then you'll hear Two Peculiar Men on Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. On Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. Now what my ear defies all explanation. Oh, with pranks and stunts and zingers it's replete. Though it's sometimes hard to know if it really is a show. One night they just sold pizza on the street. You might hear a robot man from Minneapolis, or any one of many dozen grandees. Like Nadia or Sam, or a president called Pam. On Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andy. On Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. On a show called Well Dressed Fancy Dandies with Kens and Andes. 201-209-9368. That's the number that you should call. 201-209-9368. That's the number that you should call. 201-209-9368.
Wow, that's an interesting technique. He's ending just by repeating the number.
I love that. I got to say, man, John has done it again for us.
Good it's job, John. He calls us two peculiar men.
I love that. I love it all.
He shouts out Aaron in Minneapolis, Nadia, Sam, Pam.
He name checks a lot of our fans.
Yeah.
He gives our phone number. He's very considerate. He's very good at marketing. It's a good marketing tool.
Yeah.
Wow. John has done it again. We love it.
Let's take a quick...
I can only speak for me and you.
A quick call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Stacy.
Hi. I didn't understand what you said, but it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Who are you voting for?
I think she's voting for Sam.
That's Sam Peppermint.
Oh my God, the peppermint sound, the peppermint kaleidoscope sound company. They ran out of kids on the playground.
Now they're collecting homeless people from the alleyways.
No, I think they're at the hospital and they're collecting newborns. All right.
They're just going around.
Moving
going
on.
Going around in their van. They're
all right.
Going around in their van abducting people.
We're running out of time, so we have to move on. We have two more to play here.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I can't wait.
Here,
this
one is James in Iowa, the Fancy Dandy theme song.
Okay. I can't wait.
Well-dressed fancy dandies with your hosts, Ken and Andy. The boys are fashionably rude. The jokes are often crude, but my, aren't they some well-dressed dudes? Fancy dandies, listeners, move yourself to standing. This is the moment of the week. The meaning that we seek has come for us once again.
Well,
fantastic.
That one really captures the show, I think.
Yeah, it's like Tom Waits at his most inaccessible. His most obscure.
He did sound like he was wearing a tuxedo and twirling around a cane.
Yeah. Fantastic. And who was that from?
That was James in Iowa.
Well done.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, just have a quick question. Are you guys trying to stay on the air or off the air? Because
exactly. Which song are you voting for?
Well, if you want to stay on the air, I would vote for the proven song, which is the Nanny theme song, because it's already been out there and it's played.
Nanny. That did sound like a real theme song.
Yeah, that's
all
real.
Right.
The other
Thank
ones,
you.
I'm going to turn that knob if I hear any of these other songs.
I'll come over and turn it with you.
Yeah.
Andy's good at turning knobs. He can also Andy can also hit the run button if you have one of those.
Yeah. I know these are all great. You know what I think you should do, Ken? We should play the eighth choice.
Uh-huh.
I know we have one more to go. And then I think we should not announce the winner this week. And everyone will spend all week in suspense, waiting until next Wednesday.
Yeah, they can
at
vote.
At 6 o'clock.
They can vote throughout the week.
They can vote throughout the week. And
by,
then on
just
Wednesday,
by, just
at
by
6
emailing
o'clock,
me, yeah.
It will be a huge unveiling. The theme song will announce itself at 6 o'clock.
Good idea. All right, we have one last one. This is by well-known listener Black Cat.
Oh, great! Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
Friend of the family.
Absolutely, and this is called "The Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies."
By Black Cat.
Annie Oakley, she could shoot every shot. And Paul Bunyan, he rode Babe the Blue Ox. And John Henry was a steel-driving man. He was born with a hammer in his hand. And Johnny Appleseed spread love all around. And Harriet Tubman had a railroad underground. And Joan of Arc, she defeated the British. And Harry Potter was a master of Quidditch. God bless these legendary women and men, though. No, not one of them was born in sin. But there's two certain men nowhere near this list. Because when they were born, Satan gave them a kiss. But really, Wilt Chamberlain, he loved thousands of women. And Greg Louganis got a concussion while swimming. And Hades was the king of the underworld. And did you know Don McLean wrote The Meanest Girl? But there's two certain men nowhere near this list. Because when they were born, Satan gave them a kiss. Hell bless these Randy Pansies. They're the well-dressed fancy dandies. They're Ken and Andy. Hilfiger and Little Lord Fauntleroy didn't have a naked dad when they were boys. And David Carradine died of autoerotic asphyxiation, and Jeffrey Toobin was a victim of his own inflation. Now Methuselah, he lived 800 years. But did you know Andy Breckman's never even had a beer? Well, meanwhile, Ken, yes, he's tried every pill, and he'd do it all again for a $100 bill. Speaking of money, have you heard of payola? It's the cutest little scam in all of rock and roll. A band pays the DJ to play their little song, but Lord, Andy Breckman got this concept all wrong. Now, Ken said to Andy, just give me some money, then you can have your own show and everyone will think it's funny. Andy said, golly gee, Ken, where do I sign? Ken said, on your check, but right by the dotted line. Well, 30 years later, Andy's in on the joke, how all of Ken's scruples go right up in smoke. And thanks to TV, Andy will never be broke. While every year, even Beth, she contributes to the soak. Ken's counting his money, more and more, more and more. Andy Breckman's always gonna be the devil's whore. Hell bless these Randy Pans. They're the well-dressed fancy dandies.
They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy.
Now, the moral of this story is that many a person does many a deed. And if you've learned anything from President Pam and me, it's I hope you get the help that you need. Obama was the first black president, and Pecos Bill, did you know he wrote on the wind? Jesus Christ and Dr. King died doing their best, and one time, Andy Breckman fell asleep under the desk. Now, it's hard to believe these tall tales are all true. There's nothing that women and men can't do. Even two certain men somehow made this list. You can blame it all on the devil's kiss. Now, remember, Ken's diabetic, so don't give him candy. Andy's down in the masturbatorium getting pretty handsy. Hell bless these Randy Pansies. They're the well well-dressed fancy dandies. They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy.
Wow.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Thank you, Black Cat.
There's so much to love.
Learn, there's so much to learn. How many women Will Chamberlain slept with?
It has a strangubation reference.
Has a strangubation reference? Not every reference?
Yeah, not every song has one of those.
Wait, which is the song that we heard of the 8 songs that referenced Harriet Tubman?
Did that one reference Harriet Tubman? Yeah.
Oh, sure. And it said Martin Luther King died doing his best. That's how he died.
Wow.
Fantastic. That was like we didn't start the fire. It was just something to learn. Something to learn with every new listen.
It also had screaming goats in it.
Yeah.
This is really hard to choose here.
It is very hard. So we're going to, Ken, I'm going to let you choose because I feel guilty about abandoning you. So why don't we give you a week to think about it, to mull over it, to play them over and over?
Well, I also would like to hear from listeners. So if you have thoughts, email me with your vote at ken@wfmu.org.
And you want to know which one would cause them to boycott the show quickest.
Yeah. So to recap, in order, what we heard was Philip M. and the Fancy Dandies country AI theme, and then Philip M. and the Fancy Dandies AI hip-hop theme. Then we heard Phil Travisano and the Nanny theme song, the Nanny-based theme song.
Right.
That was followed by the Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company. But think about all those kids.
That was the hostage's favorite.
Right. And then we heard Marcus Brody, well-dressed fancy dandies.
Yes.
John Dogg,
fantastic.
James in Iowa. And lastly, Black Cat. And we are out of time, Andy. Fleming's coming up with 21 Lounge. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
But thank you for everyone for the work they put in.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who mailed one in, and congratulations to these 8 finalists. And we will announce the winner next week in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
this and the other for that. All the people shouted, seat went by. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. It was just a lazy, a Mullahini holy boy. All the girls went crazy to share his fishing boy. He wore a lei and he wore a smile, and drank a gallon of scotch to make life worthwhile. Made a laugh and he made a sigh. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. The horse he rode was so skinny, broken down old female. Place the green pond anywhere, right under that horse's tail. He made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. Getting those connies that were in his chair, gave him a lay of Key Conneer. Now you heard my story about the mayor of Connecticut. With all his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. He wore a lay and he wore a smile, and drank on the boat to make life worthwhile. Made a laugh and he made a sigh. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. The horse he rode was so skinny, broken down old female. Place the green pine anywhere, rather than a horse's tail. He made her a buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. Can he those connies and within his chair, gave him a lay of Key Conneer. Now you heard my story about the mayor of Connecticut. With all his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. He wore a muddle and a coconut hat. One was this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor of Connecticut. The world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me? Before the world led me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. Sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. Say the thing.
can make the world go around.